In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Josh here this morning, 7:39. We put a post up on our Facebook page yesterday, Arvo, about getting upstaged. Yeah, about getting upstaged and the embarrassment that comes with that, because there is a lot of people who love to upstage. You know, just to go that one bit further, that one little bit. We've got friends, when I say my parents have got friends up in Coffs who, when my parents, well, are they friends? More of associates, more people that they know. Whenever my parents bought a new car not that long ago, probably pre-COVID, they bought a car. And, they took the car over to these friends' place and had a, you know, showed it off. Like, oh, lovely new car, modest car. Nothing, you know, too fancy. It was a Mitsubishi, you know, very, very lovely. Not a, you know, not something out there like a, you know, expensive Mercedes or BMW or Lamborghini. But, you know, when it wanted to show it off and be proud of the car that they've worked for. And then a couple of weeks later, this couple go out and buy an Audi. So bring it round, show them off. Little bit of upstaging there, little bit of upstaging. But that's okay, you know, each to their own. I'm not an upstager. I couldn't care less. And, you know, the one other thing that I don't enjoy is there are people out there, and you may be one of these people, you may know one of these people, who are one-uppers. Now, let me explain what a one-upper is. If I say I bought a ticket in a lottery and I won $10 in that lottery, a one-upper will say, oh, I bought a ticket and won $50 straight away. That's how they engage in the conversation. They one-up you every single time. I know a couple of one-uppers. I'm not going to out them on air, because that's not fair. They don't have a chance to respond. And even if they did respond, they'd probably one-up me when they responded anyway. So one-upping, I think, is kind of like being upstaged as well. There's a Facebook post up on our Facebook page, Power FM Ballarat on Facebook. Tell us why, or tell us a situation where you feel you have been upstaged. I'm sure it's all happened to many of us, maybe on our big day. Imagine if we were upstaged on a big day. That'd be horrific, wouldn't it? Okay. Power FM Ballarat on Facebook. Go ahead and comment on that post. When have you been upstaged? I'd love to hear some of the stories and hopefully give you some type of advice and console you if they're really, really, if they're really bad. 5333 1031. Let us know. Have you been upstaged by anyone in any form over your lifetime? I want to hear it. 5333 1031. We've got a post up on our Facebook page, Power FM Ballarat on Facebook. When have you been upstaged? And I spoke briefly just a second ago about one-uppers as well. They're a bit, they love to upstage you in stories, in examples, in experiences. One-uppers, do you know them? Comment below on the Facebook page. We do have a comment here from Jane. This is funny. Jane said, my husband showed up to our wedding in a helicopter, Bruce Wayne style, or James Bond style, and I showed up in a limo. I think he upstaged me. I was like, yeah. Wow, Jane. Did you not know he was going to show up in a helicopter? Was that a surprise on the day? I'm not 100% sure. We are taking calls, 5333 1031. Isabel, tell me, when have you been upstaged?
In high school, there's a girl that used to do it to me all the time. Her name was Natalie, and I used to call it pulling a Natalie. I lost one of my grandparents. So I said, oh, my grandma just died. And her response was, oh, well, I just lost two grandparents.
So. Oh, no, Natalie, why are you one-upping on that? It's like they're showing off. It's like they want to be better. Like, losing a grandparent's not something to almost be proud of. That's not fair.
I've done psychology, and apparently it's a sign of someone having low self-esteem. They don't mean to do it. It's like a trigger thing. They automatically go, oh, I've got to try and impress someone and
right,
show up a little bit, yeah.
Right, so there's more to the story. They're not just a bit of an a-hole.
No, they're not an a-hole.
Okay.
At the time, all you can think is, oh, God.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. Isabel, thanks heaps for that.
Awesome, thank you.
If you've ever been upstaged or if you know someone who's a one-upper, there's a comment section below on the Facebook post. Power FM Ballarat on Facebook.
100% Ballarat.